shave your cheeks and just your chin.
Because today on Everything Reviewed,
we review mustaches.
Podcast.
Welcome to yourself.
Welcome to myself.
No, welcome you as well to the podcast.
Thanks.
Welcoming you and you welcome me.
Who are you?
Joey.
Who am I?
Justin.
That's good.
And who are we?
Everything Reviewed. We review everything. All right. What?
But guess what else?
What?
It's not just us.
No. We have a guest.
I wrote this song.
Joey made it. Wrote it. Made it. Recorded it. Today, on the pod, we welcome comedian, podcaster, and very, very good boy, everyone, welcome Joe Sticks.
Oh, to Sydney's Howard Hawks. Thanks for having me, fellas.
We got the double Joe show today.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I'm part of a Joe show.
The JoJo show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Joe show.
Welcome to the JoJo show with your host, JoJo.
Oh, the JoJo.
JoJo, do you want to... Are we JoJo now?
We're JoJo.
Okay, so we refer to each other as JoJo. Uh-huh. That's nice.
And that was the JoJo show.
I helped.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thanks for having me, man. It's good to be here.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Whoa.
Ask a question only the real Joe would know. Joe, welcome.
69.
Sorry to derail that.
You live in New York.
I live in New York.
How is L.A.?
It's different. It goes out instead of up, and it's weird. It makes me nervous.
Which one do you like better?
Can I go New York? Just because I'm unfamiliar.
That's all right.
But L.A.'s growing on me.
Is it?
It's yes.
That's good.
Joe
used to live in New York.
I used to live in New York.
I remember those days.
And you guys both went to Michigan.
Yeah.
Boo.
Justin dropped out of Nebraska.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the Omaha one, not even the University.
Sorry.
Just a Nebraska. I've been to it once.
I dropped out of a satellite.
Yeah.
I always forgot it was a different Nebraska.
Yeah, well, they're both D1, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah,
they're
idiot.
Both D1, and I didn't finish either of them, so they're the same.
They knocked on the door of the other one. They're like, we already did this.
We heard what happened.
We're also D1, so.
Don't act like you don't know. Yeah.
So today, we're going to review...
Let's do it.
Mustaches. What do you think about mustaches?
I'm a fan. My girlfriend, not so much.
Yeah, because you have a mustache.
Yeah, and she doesn't like when it goes too long and then it gets in her mouth.
I love it. She doesn't like it, and you're just like, well, I have it.
Kind of. I have had it. So 2 weeks after we started dating, I lost my front tooth. And
how'd you do that?
I wanted it to be something cooler, but I was drunk and playing basketball at the same time, and you shouldn't do those things.
During the day or at night?
During the day.
Okay. Whoa, wow.
Yeah, the plot thickens.
You fall on it, or did you bet your tooth?
I slam dunked his ass.
For teeth today.
Also, I can dunk.
I lost my canine on a 3-point buzzer beater.
We're doing shirts and missing tooths. But we got an uneven number.
I'll volunteer, guys. I'm sorry. I went up for a rebound with entangled up with another guy, and then landed tooth first on concrete.
Oh,
so,
my God. Yeah. Do you remember how painful it was, or were you drunk enough to where it was?
I was drunk enough to where the pain sucked, but then someone showed me a picture of it, and it's like, it didn't fall out, it was just like cracked on the gum line. And there's a picture of me just like smiling and like, and then 5 seconds later, I was like in tears calling my mom, girlfriend, brother, and sister consecutively.
Posting on Facebook, tweeting,
someone help,
live streaming.
Honey, what do you do when this happens? I thought I was all done losing teeth. And then, the hope is like maybe there's a second set of adult teeth because I ruined these ones. And then, but you should lose them because they just put in a new one that costs way too much money, but it is bionic. So that's kind of cool.
So I went, one of my friends also knocked out his front, and the replacement. placements look amazing.
Yeah.
You can't even tell.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Would you know which one it is?
No.
You can take it out, can't you?
No, not no. this one.
Oh, but this one used to be able to.
Flip my lid if he took his tooth
I've
right
seen
now.
A lot of photos of you without a tooth.
Yeah, so a lot of the pictures for a year and a half.
I you just didn't have a tooth for a year and a half.
Well, so they gave me a flipper and it, it
what
was
the
like,
fuck's a flipper?
No. Like a dolphin.
Like so a plastic neon green tooth.
Like, well, it's like adult nothing. Braces where you can like customize it. It was like part of it. It was like put it like glued into Invisalign basically.
Whoa.
And so I couldn't like eat with it. So I was just like, well, I'm just going to not.
That's so, I respect
so I
that.
Just walked around without a tooth for 6 months.
Holy
maybe longer.
Shit.
I went to Austin City Limits looking like that. I Whoa. Went to I met my girlfriend's parents like that.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, can we tweet that picture, please?
Yeah, throw it out there, baby. I'll send it to you.
That's amazing. Wait, how long have you and your girlfriend been together?
Coming up on 2 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, that confidence for meeting them like that. I would have been like, listen, sorry.
I very much like... I went in way too confident, and the immediate aftermath was like, do your parents hate me? They have all reason to hate me for showing up and being like, this is who your girlfriend likes. What's up? This is who your girlfriend, this is who your daughter loves. Yeah. She's dating them too.
That's so funny.
For a long time. Yeah. Back to the initial question. I was missing a tooth and had a mustache at the same. It was just way too much happening on my face.
She was like, please God,
I want one thing
just
to be normal.
Just while the tooth's gone.
Pick one.
So it's like, I'll shave it off when we go to like a wedding or something, but in
oh my, did you have to go to any weddings with no tooth?
I did, yeah.
Oh my god.
So there's also like a couple like, you know, weddings have like a photo booth. There's a couple like there's like one where in four sequential pictures it's in like various stages of being in my mouth where it's like in and then it's like on my tongue and then it's just out. Yeah.
How long have you been dating when you lost it?
2 weeks.
Oh like, my
we
God.
We went on our first date on June 6th, and then I lost it June 17th.
Dude, she loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. She's stuck lifer. Through an insane amount of shit. She stuck through a mustache, a missing tooth, a guy who has done genuine slide whistle bits on stage. She's a goddamn trooper. It's way too much. She's like an insanely amazing person, and I'm this. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, I should shave my mustache. Keep just being like, fuck you, I'm keeping it. I'll trim it. That's all you're getting.
Yeah. What do you think about your mustache, Bergie?
I don't like putting a lot of time into it.
Yeah?
When I had a girlfriend, which I did at one point, I promise.
I believe you.
Hey, thank you.
Give it up. Let him hear it.
She didn't like it.
No.
And there would be, it went, seems to be a consensus among women. The mustaches. No thanks.
Yeah. Don't like it.
But then other people have complimented me on it.
Yeah.
But not in a sexual, it's always another dude that's like, I wish mine grew like that. Yeah. And I was like, I wish mine grew like that.
Just you ever go mustache?
I did a mustache once.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Like you dated a different kind of woman.
I like the mustache.
I've been with a mustache.
I don't have the confidence to keep it long.
Yeah.
It's there for a couple of days and I get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much my entire history with it. So what is your experience doing stand-up in L.A. been like? Who's your least favorite comic?
Oh, God.
Who's the most hated person you've seen so far?
There's this guy that's... I was going to do a dumb Louis bit. That would have sucked, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't mention him out here.
He's still got a lot of pull.
Don't even bring up the articles that he's in. L.A. does not like it. Have you met... I'm going to cut this out if... No, never mind. Okay. I can talk to you after.
Just ask the question.
I was just going to ask if you knew people, but then it'd like lead nowhere.
Hmm.
Even if you did, and be like, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he's great.
And then that'd be it.
What if you say
mustaches? What's the coolest thing you've done in comedy? Have you done anything crazy?
I was on Good Day New York. Like 2 years in, like I did a dumb bringer, and then the guy who used to host Good Night New York on Fox 5 happened to be at the show and was like, hey, and then he like texted, so he got my information to someone else and was like, do you want to come do 2 minutes of stand-up in the morning in front of 8 accountants from the building? And I was like, sure. And it did not go well. Here's the thing about... So he also introduced me. He was like, this guy likes to get a little raunchy. And I was like, what am I going to say? I had to like vet the thing through people so that they wouldn't swear in morning TV.
That's the worst when you always have to pick up the pieces of your intro. You're like, yeah, I guess I'm a fucking weird, dirty fuck.
Yeah, I fucking... And I'm down. Yeah. Not at all. A. And then he also like, so they do like the lav mics, but yeah. they gave me like an empty microphone. Yeah. But the way that I received it was he goes, he's a weird raunchy fellow, Joe Strix. And he threw the microphone to me as I was walking out onto the screen. And so I had to like catch it and hope against all hope. I don't think it's online. I'm sorry. They took it off, and then I messaged them to, 'cause I was like, can I have that? 'Cause that would be cool to have. Yeah. And then they never responded. And here's my favorite part that I always forget about is, so it was like me and this other guy, and we were each doing 2 minutes, and then,
2 minutes? Like,
yeah, 2 minutes.
Holy fucking shit.
And it was like this recurring series that they did like three times where they would like they would already have had like a name comic on who would then like, they would bring us over and that comic would like talk to us about our sets. And the comic for my episode was Carlos Mencia.
No fucking way. So, oh my God.
So I had to sit there while Carlos Mencia told me how I suck at stand-up. Oh my God.
Oh, no. Well, thank God he didn't like your stuff.
Yeah, because he like he's
seeing that everywhere.
There goes that 2 minutes that I had shit. 2 years in.
It's all about missing a tooth.
Yeah, missing a tooth.
So this guy's whole thing is about missing a tooth, and that's mine now. I say that,
and everyone's doing it these days.
Yeah, so that was cool as hell.
That's awesome.
That does sound cool.
Yeah, didn't have a mustache at the time.
A flavor saver, as you said earlier.
Yeah. Is that because you get food in there?
You get food in there. You get. You might get a little. Nope.
Go there.
Yeah,
go
there. That's what it was.
You might get a little. You might get a little love in there.
Pootie,
you know what I mean?
Tang.
Yeah, baby.
Poo nanny.
Some. Nope. I can't do it.
You guys eat box or what?
Yeah.
Back box.
I'm a big
back
fan.
Box.
You can go back box.
We eat the back box.
Yeah.
Yeah, we eat back box.
I've floated the idea. It's not been well received.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's, I think people are overblowing it, and I think we need to cool it.
Yeah.
Not to shame you guys, but just everyone who's like, you do it. It's like, we're,
oh, yeah, why do we, yeah, we don't need to be talking about it, even though I brought it up.
No, I don't. Here's the thing, why you're a piece of shit.
Are we talking box or back box?
Back box.
Back box.
Front
box.
Booty.
No, eat you the front. Get down. You
if box. You're not eating front box,
you ain't nothing.
Yeah.
No, get out of here.
Get over yourself.
You don't deserve physical love.
I don't eat box.
No.
Idiot.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many girls have you had?
I told you I had a girlfriend once, so don't fact check.
She goes to a different podcast. You don't know. Exactly.
It's a Canadian podcast.
What if she listens to this?
Oh, that'd be great.
You could say anything though right now.
I wouldn't say before I turn around and leave.
Oh no.
I don't know. Yeah.
Not even thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, at least
leave us 5 stars, please.
she gives you 3.
Yeah.
What if she was the 1 star review?
Probably is. I don't think the radio DJ would be the problem.
What if she just laid it
to you and not me?
Two paragraphs.
She sounds like, fat.
What? She's using all this coded language and then throws that in at the end. She's like the radio DJ, but like certain letters are capitalized to say Joe sucks.
Yeah. That J in radio.
How are you guys spelling it? I didn't go to good school.
I didn't go to any school.
Oh, you started to.
I started to. I walked in.
You gotta stop bringing that up, man.
I can't get away from it.
That's his tooth material.
Yeah.
Someday I'll go to college and take it all back.
I Googled the famous people with mustaches, and then it came up. Wait, first off, Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Handlebar.
Yeah.
Hulkamania.
Probably best mustache in a sex tape.
But the
sure.
first one to come up was Groucho Marx.
Naturally.
Yeah, that's
also not a real mustache at first.
And yeah.
And those plastic ones.
Yeah.
The and glasses.
Also on that list is Charlie Chaplin, but the picture they used, he does not have a mustache.
Wait, I didn't see a mustacheless photo of Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, that's Tom Selleck. Oh, sorry.
The little tramp, Tom Selleck.
Who the fuck is this?
Wilford Brimley?
He's the diabetes guy.
Diabetes. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we can talk about him.
Have you guys ever had a diabetes scare?
No.
No.
I had one at the gym the other day.
How? What's a scare?
Yeah, what?
So I
it
was,
doesn't happen at like one thing, right? Isn't it like a
no. It's like a gradual onset, but like I like one of my toes just went numb for a second while I was on the Stairmaster. And I looked it up, and it was like, your shoes are probably too tight. But then like way down on the list, things was like, or you might have diabetes. And I was like, I'm gonna go with the shoe thing because that's scary.
Oh man.
Yeah. I keep bringing it down with weird shit. I'm sorry.
I had a gym teacher in high school, really overweight gentleman, Coach McCulnick.
That's what you wanted, a gym teacher. Shout out, tweet
us. He was missing a toe because of diabetes. He was a nine-toed man.
Wait, they just fucking
and they let him teach
gym? I thought they took it. They just took falls it. Off.
I think
they amputated.
It doesn't it goes, fall. If it falls off, I got a whole new nightmare like waiting for me tonight.
A little raisin in your shoe. What is this?
You pull off a sock and there's like a little lump at the bottom. I thought it was like a burr that got in my sock or something. Yeah.
They better fucking cut it off. What do you mean?
Just like shrivels.
I thought they had to. I guess I don't know what I'm talking about.
This is what happens when you have a fat PE teacher.
Yeah.
And he was pretty strict about stuff. I'm doing
like, you have no room to talk.
Yeah, what the hell? He was really, I remember him being like a real dick with like the shuttle run. Come on, man.
He sort of stays you with the timer on the 40-yard dash. He's like, no. That's a 5-5. What are you talking about? That's a high school. Come on, get out.
What, are you missing your thumb? Push the button.
I just want to see the nub. Yeah. Yeah. Show us your nub. That's what I'd be one of those kids.
Show us your nub. Like, God damn, who the fuck said that? Told you it's not a nub. I got a replacement. You got a new toe. You got a plastic toe screwed in.
Screw it.
Well, he wants to remove it sometimes.
Right. Oh my God.
Am I more man than toe now?
That's crazy. Was he a good gym teacher?
No. But it wasn't the worst. We had weird gym teachers.
Well, but it's Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Makes
sense. One of our gym teachers married one of our social studies teachers.
Ooh.
And we all liked both of them. It was all like a big, like, that's great.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, my child mind was like, how do they know each other? He teaches
on two different planets.
How did they?
What are they going to talk about? Yeah. They don't know the same.
He's in here teaching in me.
They're probably just like, "You're hot, I'm hot. This school sucks. Yeah. You want to fuck?"
Oh, she's busy being athletic, and he's talking about the Ottoman Empire. How do they know each other?
Like, you have the concept of them at a first date, like. So what do you know about wind sprints? And she's like, I don't know. I have a fucking clue. You have that, but you can't imagine them knowing each other.
The ancient Egyptians ran wind sprints.
That just reminded me, we got to have my buddy Robbie on. He has a funny story about selling weed to one of his teachers. And then he ratted his own teacher. And the teacher was like, what? No.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Robbie, it's the funniest.
Wand. He's the guitarist in Wand. Big band on Spotify.
All right.
Back to this. Mustaches. Shout out Robbie and Wand.
One time I was dating this person. This is related to being a narc. Her friend was getting married.
Well, real quick, his teacher ratted him out, and then he was like, "Well, I sold him some."
The teacher ratted. I thought he ratted the teacher.
Yeah. The teacher was like, "He's high," and then he was like, "Fuck you, bitch! I sold you weed."
I was gonna say, what a weird FBI kid to be like, "I'll sell my teacher weed," and then fuck him up.
Yeah,
we'll cut all this out. Also, you have a narc story?
Not anymore. Also. I also thought he ratted his teacher out, but like, how would you rat someone out by going, "I sold them weed"? Hey. You get in more trouble.
Check Mr. Williamson's desk drawer.
Give him a little present. And
also check my backpack. It's the same drug. Test it.
No, it's mine, dude. I swear. It's definitely mine, dude. Shut up. It is. Shut up. Like, his friends are like, man.
No, it's not, man. Come on, you would sell the teacher. Shut up. Did I ever tell you about the kid that got suspended from my school that cut his teacher? Have I told you about this?
What?
From
a team?
That's not the funny part. That was just me hinting to tell you the full thing. You will lose your mind.
Oh, God.
So, this kid I went to high school with, who I won't say his name, he got suspended. And what happened was, you know how the desks would have that metal bar sometimes?
Yeah. Where the chair's connected to
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those would sometimes not be there because they'd like break off. Okay. He found out you could break it off. Like if you really, somehow he had that piece.
Okay.
So it's like it's basically like a candy cane of metal and both ends are like crimped. So they're kind of sharp.
Yeah.
And it was sticking out of his backpack and he was already like a, like not good kid. It was like a don't mess with this kid. He's like crazy. The bar, as he was walking, like scratched the teacher. And so she was like, I'm confiscating that. Like, you can't have that.
Yeah.
So she takes it away. Maybe he didn't cut her. Maybe that was something people embellished. But she took it away from him, and he was pissed. Everything after this is true.
Okay.
What he did was, it was one of those classrooms where it's not desks, but it's like long tables with like three chairs in it. And there's one that's kind of in the back corner, and they were doing like a group thing, and he was sitting on top of the table, and he scooted back and pulled his pants down and took a shit in the classroom. And he told no one.
Oh, sure.
She discovered it like by smell. And the fucking police came, and I never saw him again. And the whole day,
we have to get the police involved.
I think he got arrested.
How old are you? Like 17? Okay. 16 or 17?
Dude. And you know what's crazy? It was just like no one ever heard from him again.
It'd be weird. Shit.
It was like the secret police.
We're going to reach out to Gavin, the secret pooper, man. What's he up to?
Oh my God. They called him fucking cops.
All day it was like, did you hear what happened? He pooped in the class. We're like, no, he didn't. And it's like, yeah, he never came back to school.
Oh my God.
That kid's name was Paul Ryan. We're political pod. Yeah.
Take him down. Holy shit.
Classroom pooper.
Wow.
We had a pooper at my high school. Like a cereal pooper who would poop in like the garbage cans like scattered around.
And no one ever caught him?
I don't think he ever got caught. I think he just stopped pooping.
This is a little darker, but we had someone who would light our bathrooms on fire.
And they never caught him.
A little they darker. Found out this person would, it would, they built this device to where it was like time set. Like they built it out of like toilet paper and shit so they could light it, leave, and then it would catch on fire.
Yo,
so they'd be way
he
out.
He built a timed device.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Oh my God.
Omaha, Nebraska.
That guy
Miller
would have shot your school.
Lighting shitters
God.
On fire. They never caught him. Oh my God. And they threatened to like not let any of us have our graduating ceremony.
God damn it, who's lighting the crackers on fire?
They never caught him.
We need That's these crazy. Things to poop, children.
Maybe they're listening to this. Tweet us if it was you.
Huge podcast heads.
Yeah.
Making improvised explosives.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's well.
A, should we go?
To
the
Rating Factory.
Welcome to the Rating Factory.
Yeah, welcome.
Oh, good to be here.
Thank you. This is our side podcast. Okay. Within our podcast.
Yep. So we're going to give our final thoughts, and then once we all do that, we're all going to give it a number all at the same time.
Cool.
So your final thoughts on mustaches?
If you don't have one, try one. If you have one, take a break and calm down.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I really like mine. I tend to like them on others. When it's too much, it's too much.
Yep.
When they're a little too overdone, the twirls, not for them.
Hey, guys, too much? It's too much.
But when they're perfect... They're perfect.
Oh, yeah. A Sam Elliott? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give me all my.
That. Oh, my.
In terms of perfect stashes, that is.
Mwah. I'm with you guys on all that stuff.
Hell yeah.
Great.
End of the day, do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Life.
Boom.
That's beautiful. All
right. So you guys got a number?
Yes.
Between 1 and 10.
1 and 10 on mustaches.
I'm ready.
Great.
I got a number.
I got a number.
All right. On the count of three, we're all going to say it at the same time.
Great.
Three, two, one, eight.
What? That means it's a 9. Mustaches. Perfect.
match the volume of the yelling perfectly.
We've never, ever said three people at the same time doing the same number.
Holy shit.
Good times.
I just blacked out.
Mustache.
What year is it?
Mustaches get a 9.
Hell yeah.
Joe, thank you
for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
Wait, hold on. I cut you off saying thank you.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Let's get a clean use thanking us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
That's good.
You got anything to plug?
Yeah, sure. I got my own podcast. It's called Gabbing with Babish.
Woo.
Do you guys know Binging with Babish?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's a YouTube cooking show. We talk about it.
Hell yeah.
We also don't talk about it.
Beautiful.
So, oh, we don't understand that. We stay on topic.
And then this season of a podcast called Beginner's Guide to Being an Expert, I am doing all of the corrections at the end of each episode. If you have never listened, it is a goddamn blast, and it's the most ridiculous thing.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, check it out.
Love it. Joe, closing thoughts?
Go see Joe if you're in New York and like stand-up.
Yeah, do that.
Go to all the
Appreciate
shows.
It.
Clam Pals.
Yeah.
Clam Pals.
We out
Clam
here.
Pals.
We got sketches. Watch those.
Yeah, yeah, watch the sketches.
Sketches.
Hell yeah.
Tweet us, guys.
Tweet
and,
us.
Buy our merch and leave us a review, a 5-star review, and say something nice, please.
Yeah,
for the
email
love
us.
Of God, please, that'd be great. And email us.
All right.
All right. Bye. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Everything Reviewed.
If you like this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Our logo is by Matthew Dwyer.
And we are a proud part of the Campfire Media Network.
Bye.
Campfire.